Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is leading the investigation of an apparent murder-suicide shooting that took place in Riodale between two Caltrans employees this morning. Around 7 o'clock, officers and other assisting law enforcement responded to the Caltrans maintenance facility in Riodale and found one person dead while another was found in critical condition, but later died at Redwood Memorial Hospital. Based on preliminary information gathered, a Caltrans employee and a Caltrans supervisor got into an altercation over a work-related issue. The employee then retrieved a handgun and fired several rounds at the supervisor, killing her. The employee then turned the gun on himself. The identities of the two are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. A man and a woman were arrested following two search warrants served at two residences on Allard Avenue by the County Drug Task Force. The task force responded to the 1800 block and contacted 22-year-old Selena Robles and 28-year-old Jonathan Garcia, along with two children. A search of the home turned up 1 ounce of heroin, scales, packaging material, as well as $22,000 in cash. Robles and Garcia were arrested and booked into county jail on various charges, and the children located at the residence were turned over to a family member. No arrests were made from the second residence. Highway 101 just north of Leggett is expected to reopen to one-way control traffic around 6 o'clock tonight, according to an update issued by Caltrans District 1. Caltrans reported that more than 900 truckloads of slide material were removed from the roadway over the weekend. However, rainfall last night and this morning caused minor slide activity to resume, and a catchment fence has been installed to catch any of the material. Officials say that if no surprises come from the slide, then the road will be reopened to one-way control traffic. Crews have been on site 12 hours a day clearing the road, and it's now possible for heavy equipment to drive along this section of roadway. After being closed for over 2 months, Highway 1 from Leggett to the coast has been reopened, according to Mendocino County officials. Problems with the roadway began in January, but a hillside that slid across the road back in February, followed by a second slide further west on Highway 1, caused a complete closure. The road has caused issues for businesses in the area, tourists, homeowners, and students who had to take longer routes to school. Dan Squire has news from Humboldt Bay Fire.
Humboldt Bay Fire is investigating a fire that caused an estimated $20,000 in damage to a Myrtletown home as arson. It was about 6:20 on Saturday morning when a 911 call reported the fire at a residence in the 3100 block of 18th Street and that occupants could be trapped inside. When firefighters reached the scene, they found that all occupants had exited safely, and they spoke with the property owner, who said he had heard a whoosh sound followed by a small explosion, and when he opened the door, he found fire on the porch of the house. He then said he grabbed a tub of water from the kitchen in an attempt to knock the fire down, but it had spread quickly up the outside walls of the house and reached the eaves. Fire crews were able to quickly extinguish the blaze, and the evidence at the scene, including the burn patterns, have led to the conclusion that the fire was arson. No suspects have been identified.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we will take a look at everything related to roads and infrastructure, as well as its importance to the economic health of the northern coast of California, as well as the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Infrastructure has been a big topic of discussion in the region, especially following the abnormal weather conditions that have made what is already considered poor roads and infrastructure even worse. When the calendar page turns to the first week of May, road crews in the city of Brookings will be conducting street improvement projects at four different locations, and it will all be funded by a voter-approved local fuel tax that was passed in May of last year. The city will receive about $290,000 annually from that fuel tax. An increase in fuel tax has always been considered an option to try to get funding to fix and maintain roads. In California, lawmakers approved a $5 billion a year plan that will span 10 years, raising gas and vehicle taxes to fund major road repairs. Tax increases may seem like a viable solution, but there is still more work to do when it comes to infrastructure and roads in our communities. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for a white male adult who robbed the 76 gas station at Murray Road in McKinleyville on Saturday morning. The suspect walked into the store brandishing bear mace while demanding money from the clerk. The suspect then fled with cash and stole a bicycle from one of the customers who was inside at the time of the robbery. He was last seen fleeing east on Murray. Law enforcement cannot locate him in the immediate area, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.